Time for a brief check of sports. Filling in for Gary Lee, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Well, it's more about what ain't happening tonight as far as the Grizzlies are concerned. The Grizzlies were scheduled to play at Mineral Area at Park Hills this evening. Weather got the better of all that. That game has been postponed, but it will be made up at a later date. It is a Region 16 game. Next game for the Grizzlies will be on Saturday night at home when they host the State Fair Roadrunners and play them for the second time this year after beating them by 10 at Sedalia just a few weeks ago. Now, the Missouri Tigers men's team played on the road at Mississippi last night, and the Tigers end up posting a road win in the SEC. They pick up the victory by a score of 89-77 at Oxford, Mississippi. Teaming up was DeMoy Hodge and Isaiah Mosley. They combined for 44 points in the contest. Mizzou shooting was just off the chart. They made a total of 16 threes. That is a record for the Tigers in an SEC game. And some happy news for Cardinals fans. Scott Rolen, their great third baseman from those terrific teams in the early 2000s, was named to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in a vote today. He got five more votes than necessary. Fred McGriff, who was voted in a little bit earlier, actually late last year, will go into the hall with Rolen. Rolen had a great 17-year career. He hit for an average overall at .281, played with the Phillies, the Cardinals. He also played for a brief time with the Reds and Toronto, but not known yet whether he'll go in as a Cardinal, a Philly, or just a blank hat. But Rolen was a great third baseman, hit for power, was about as good as Nolan Arenado, if you want to start an argument with somebody. But Rolen had a fantastic career and well-deserving of a designation to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. That's a look at some of the sports. We'll have a lot of stuff going on tomorrow night, supposedly. That will include a West Plains girls game at home against Rogersville and West Plains boys playing at the Bolivar Tournament. We'll cover all that tomorrow morning when Gary Lee checks in. I'm Harlan Hutchison, filling in for Gary Lee with Ozark Radio Sports.